Okay, Chevra, let's begin Simin Kuf Chesef Hey. If you remember in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Vav, there's a machlokas about Bas Tiha. Bas Tiha means, l'cha'ora, that you have this wine, which you have to determine, is the wine bad? Did the wine go putrid, or is the wine still okay? So what you do is that you sniff at the wine to find out. And the question is it mutter to sniff at wine of stam yenom? So it's machlokas Abayin. Rava Abayi says Bastia is usser. Rava says Bastia is mutter. And we paskin like Rava. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now lacha ora, this din is mavur. Abayi and Rava, we paskin like Rava. Everything is grand. The only problem is that I understand. So Abaye says that Bastia is also because Bastia is considered shtia. Rava says Bastia is not called shtia. It's not called drinking. Gevaldik, amazing. But aren't you still getting hana'a from yayin of nachrim? And hana'a is aser by yayin shel nachrim. So this is already the biggest question in Judaism. And at least this moment, and this large question in Judaism for this moment has seven approaches in Rishonim. Seven approaches in Rishonim, and they are listed in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkotin Tzadi Beis. Approach one in Rishonim is that there is a difference between something that is omeid l'shtia and something that's omeid l'haracha. When I say that it's usur to smell yisurei hana'a, that's only the type of yisurei hana'a that are omeid for smell. However, the bas tiha, which is yayin, and yayin is omeid l'shtia rather than omeid l'haracha, so therefore the rishonim, again, there are three answers or so in the Taisus and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis, but the rishonim there in Daf Yud Beis, the Taisus says it's going to be mutter. And even though it should be aser midrabbanon, because since it's not omeid leharacha, so it's ki'ilu, it's like shalo kederech, and we paskin that all isurim shalo kederech are aser midrabbanon. Nonetheless, this opinion in Taisus assumes that it's mutter in ganzen if it's shalo kederech. That's the first opinion that's found in the Tosis on Daf Yud Beis. Second opinion is that, you know what, ordinarily we'd assume that something that shelo kederech is going to be usur midrabbanon. However, haracha is not a maisa isser at all. When I say that something is usur shelo kederech, that's when I do some sort of maisa. But smelling, hey, what are you doing? Right? It's like, you know, the dogs in the airport, that they have like special sniffer dogs. You know what I'm talking about? So that's not what you're doing, l'chara, right? Maybe that, we could argue, would be some sort of maisa. L'chara over here, you're not doing any sort of maisa. So therefore, we could argue that shelo kederech b'kahai gavna is going to be mutter. This is the approach that Reb Taivo quotes the Ran as saying. Lafi in the estate, if you read the Ran carefully, he's not exactly saying that, but nonetheless, the approach is interesting. Okay, third approach, the Goyin over here. The Goyin Tainas that when the Sugya speaks about Bas Tiha, that means that I'm smelling the wine with my mouth. I'm opening my mouth and I'm allowing the fragrance to come in. Yes, sir.
Sorry, just on the second approach, the one that the Badei HaShulchan attributes to the Ran.
Right.
Where in the Ran does he discuss this, and why doesn't Rabbi think that this is what the Ran is?
So again, so the Ran on Lamed Beis Amalaf Bedape Harif and Avodah Zarah discusses this. I thought that if you read the Ran, I thought the Ran was really saying the same as Taisus, that we're going to assume that Isurim shelo kederech are mutter entirely. There's no isur derabbanan at all. That's what I thought. He's trying to make some sort of machlokas. Again, I didn't go through this with a fine tooth comb. But it seems to me that Lav Dafka is there a machlokas here. Zolzayin. Approach 3 is actually found over here in the Gain. The Gain writes in Os Lamed Aleph in the Likot, Mutar Lishof Bepiv, he writes, this is the parish of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch, Ubezemeturat Kushes HaTaisis on Daf Yud Beis. Okay, Taisis on Yud Beis asks as follows. The Gemara says that if I have shukim of Avodah Zarah, which are mu'utarim, beveret v'hadas, so I'm not allowed to go there. Because the way Reish Lakish says is that nehenah u'da'asar. You can't get hana'ah from Avodah Zarah. If I have a shuk of Avodah Zarah that is mu'utar beveret v'hadas, veret and hadas really has a good smell, no? In our world, I think, roses don't have a powerful smell anymore. No, they breed them to only look nice. But roses used to have a good smell. Vered Vahadas has a good smell. So Reish Lakish says, Nehene Huda Asar. So Frektaisis, if one second, if Vered Hadas is Asar, because again, Kanafa Mavoida Zara, how come Bas Tiha is Mutter? Right, that Taisis is Kasha. Comes along the Gain in Os Lamed Aleph. And he says, whoa, eino dome, lo karav zelzeh, kol halaiwa. The case of reyach with vered vahadas means I smell it. Usually you smell with your nose. The case of bas tiha, I'm smelling with my mouth. Because I'm smelling with my mouth, that's bechlau, not considered normal reyach. When I say recha milsa, recha lav milsa, etc., or a davar ha'oimed lahariach is going to be worse, that's talking about normal reyach. But bas tiho, what I'm doing is I am ingesting with my mouth, and that's much more mistaber in the sugya, because Abaya says bas tiho is aser, the way the Rishonim explain it, because bas tiho is considered kishtiya. Rava says, no, bastia is mutter because it's not kishtia. What's the havamina? It's like shtia. I'll tell you the havamina. Right? I'm sucking it up with my mouth. I'm making a vacuum motion. So that's why it's going to be usher in Vered Vahadas and mutter by bastia, because there's a difference between haracha with the peh and haracha with the mouth. Approach 4. Again, we're just going through the Badeh Shochan Sifkat in Sadi Beis. Approach 4 is that this case is a davar she'enai miskaven. My kavan is to find out if the wine is good or the wine is bad. Davar she'enai miskaven is mutter. Ay, lemaisa, it's a psik resha. Because when I smell it, I'm going to zikr get some sort of hana'ah. So you have to say that we are meiko on psik resha by isurei hana'ah. The Ran has this in Chulin, Lamed Beis Bedaf Beharef, and the Ran has this in a number of places, that it could be that the din of psik resha is formulated only by isurei maisa. By isurim, which are not in isur maisa, there's no din of psik resha. The famous Hesber for this is as follows. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Ksubis and Os, this Hesber I'm saying comes from Rabbi Asher Weishlita in the Minchas Asher, Simin Chavtes of Psachim. But the Hesber for Psikration in general is Azoi. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Ksubis Ois Yudches has a Chakira. What's the lumdus that Dover Sheino Miskavein is Mutter and Psikration is Aser? So one Mahalach is that Dover She'eno Miskavein means I don't have Kavana. If it's a psik resha, so I can't say I don't have Kavana. It's inevitable. Right? How you talking, you don't have Kavana for it? This happens 100 out of 100 times. You do this action and it happens. It's not shaykh to say that you don't have Kavana. Therefore, Dover She'eno Miskavein is not mutter by a psik resha, because for sure it's a davar hamiskaven. That I'd say is the more pashat mahalach. However, Rabbi Chanan develops another svara for davar she'eno miskaven being mutter and psik resha being aser, and this is the famous svara that's called chad maisa. The classical case of Dervishin and Miskavin is, let's say I drag a bench, and the result of dragging the bench can be that I end up making a furrow in the ground, but it could also be that I'm not making a furrow. So that's called Dervishin and Miskavin, and that's going to be mutter. If I'm dragging a heavy bench, and al karchacha, it's inevitable that I will make a furrow. So b'kahai gam, that's called the psik reisha. Says Rabbi Chanan in the second hesber, the pshat hazoi. If I drag a light bench, there are two separate ma'isim. There's a ma'isa called dragging a bench, moving a bench from point A to point B. And there's another ma'isa called digging a hole. And the two ma'isim are two discrete actions, and they are not linked. However, when it's a psik reisha, so every single time I drag the bench, I end up making a hole. So therefore, the act of dragging the bench is not a separate act than the act of digging a hole. I can't separate Maisa A from Maisa B. So the Chad Maisa Svara says, I'm digging a hole. Instead of ordinarily digging a hole with a shovel, now I'm digging a hole with a bench. But the Halacha doesn't distinguish. It's Chad Maisa, no? That's the second Mahalach of Hagoyin Reb Ochanan Wasserman Hashem Yinkom Damo. Oh. If that's the case, the Reb Asher Weiss's Masbir, that the Hezber over here is as follows. Psik Reisha is Usser by Yisurei Achila. Psik Reisha is Usser by an Isser, let's say, of Kotzeitz Baheres. When it's an Isser that I'm doing a Maisa. Because then I can apply Svara Shniya of Rabbi Chanan, that it's Chad Maisa. But when I have an Isser that's an Isser Hanoa, which is an Isser Hanoa that is not coming al yedei a Maisa, so although Svara Rishona of Rabbi Chanan, the Svara that's Ki'ilo Miskavein applies, but Svara Shniya of Rabbi Chanan, the Svara of Chad Maisa cannot apply. Zoso Meres, if I understand Rabbi Asher Weiss clearly, what Rabbi Asher is saying is that you cannot possibly apply the Svara of Chad Maisa by something which is intrinsically not an Isser Maisa. And that's the pshat in this Mahalach number 4, that by smelling the wine, the Bas Tiha case, my Kavana is just to find out if the wine is good or bad. That's a Dovashin Miskavein. Nor of us, you want to tie this up Psik Reisha? No. Psik Reisha only tells me that it becomes that's an Isser Maisa, but by some that's not an Isser Maisa, there's no din of Psik Reisha. This is Mahalach number 4, again in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkatin Tzadi Beis. Mahalach 5 is what Tosfos says, that Bas Tiha, the pshat is that there's no hana'a at all. You see, yes, I get some hana'a from the Avodah Zarah, but kenege the amount of hana'a that I get, the chuzak of the yayin, right, makes me feel bad. Mashal Mahadavadoma, I thought something like smelling salts, no? If you ever smell salt, you know sometimes in Yom Kippur you have people who go around to do favors to you, and they give you stuff to smell, right? And they give you smelling salt, and you're like, whoa, right? So that, I think, is like the Bas Tiha idea, that the hezek that comes is so powerful, so strong, that the hezek overcomes the amount of benefit that you get from the yayin. A similar mahalach is mahalach number 6, but mahalach number 6 is just saying that you have no hana'a. Mahalach number 5 is saying that the hezek overcomes the amount of hana'a. Mahalach number 6 says that there is no hana'a. Okay, be it as it may, these are the 6 mahalchim why Bas Tiha is mutter, despite the fact that l'cha'ura you're getting some sort of hana'a. The Sefer HaRokeach is quoted in the
Badei.
The Sefer HaRokeach is quoted in the Badei HaShochan, page 70, going up to 71, and the Sefer HaRokeach gives a 7th mahalach. The Sefer HaRokeach writes that Bas Tiha is mutter because it is Recha Lav Milsa and it is Loi Ovid L'Recha And therefore it's permitted. Meaning that I don't have kavana for haracha. And, right, not only do I not have kavana for haracha, and it's also something that is lo ovid larecha. A combination. Both no kavana and lo ovid. Meaning, Rava only permits it since you don't have kavana and it's lo ovid larecha. What's the pshat? So the pshat is lecha ora that if it's not ikaro lareyach, so in the worst case scenario, it's aser midrabanan. Since it's aser midrabanan, so because I don't have kavana, it's mutter, despite the fact it's a psik resha, but psik resha on an iser midrabanan is mutter. No? In other words, how come the rokeach says both reasons, that you don't have kavana laharacha, and it's not omeg lahariach? Right, we had two separate reasons in Sivkat and Sadi Beis. One is la'avid laharacha, right? One is that it's not meant for haracha. Reason two we had is that your kavana is not lahariach. How come the rokeach puts them together? The teretz is, says the Yad Yehuda, that because it's la'avid laharacha, in the worst case scenario, it's asa midrabanan. Memela, since I don't have kavana, so despite the fact that it's a psik resha, it's going to be mutter. Because since it's only an Isser Derabanan, Psik Resha is Mutter by Isurim Derabanan. No? Taisus has this Yesod in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Mat Aleph. That Psik Resha is Mutter by Isurim Derabanan. It's not exactly clear if we pask in this way. There seems to be stiras in the Mishnah Brurahs, right? You get an impression from the Mishnah Brurah that he's only make on, or that you get an impression in the Mishnah that he's certainly make on a psik resha by an iser derabanan b'makom tsar. No? Let's say, for example, I have a bird that is in my house and the window is open. Because the window is open, I guess it's not June, it's some other month, the window's open, therefore it's cold. If I shut the window, I'm violating tsud on the bird. Tzad on the bird is a davar she'eino asoi lemeitzad. No? Most people don't trap birds because you trap animals and you need the hide. Most of us don't use bird hide for anything. Close. So the Mishnah Berurah is meiko. I'm allowed to close the window despite the fact I'm trapping the bird because it's a psik resha by an iser derabanan that's mutter b'makayim tsar. No?
Meaning because the kavana is to close.
My kavana is to close the window.
Meaning because it's cold. Or
hot. Because it's cold, right? And even though a result of closing the window is that the bird is trapped, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Psik Resha, by Issa D'Rabbanan, is Mutter Makom Tzar. If it's not B'Makom Tzar, there are like steers in the Mishnah Berurah. There's like a whole footnote in the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos in the Hakdama, where he deals with the Klolam. There's a whole Yisod over there, a whole steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, halacha l'maisa, this comes up all the time, no? You're in the hotel for Shabbos. You go to Stern College for Shabbos. They put you in the hotel.
Right.
So, what?
In memory.
Theoretically. Right? Theoretically this happens. Not in like, you know, in Surah. You go to Surah for Shabbos. And you're in Surah for Shabbos. And they put you up in the hotel. So, put you up in a hotel. What's the case? I thought of a case of this. I have to reconstruct it. I had a cheshbon. Basically, this is not an uncommon case. A psik resha d'lo nicholei by an iser derabanan b'makom tzar. Right? That's mutter for sure. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. What's the hesber of this day? How come psik resha is going to be mutter by isurim derabanan? So Rabbi Willig has in his Sefer Azoi. Rabbi Willig has in his Sefer on Shabbos. The Meshech Chochma writes that the reason why it's usher to do something which is usher midrabbanan is not because the action itself is against Ritzon Hashem. The chalos, so to speak, is not against Ritzon Hashem. But it's against Ritzon Hashem, the mered against the Rabbanim. Rebelling. Right, Chachamim. Right, you're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. You're supposed to listen to the Rabbanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to listen to the Rabbanim. That's what it says in the Torah, Lo Sasser. Mered is the nature of Yisurim de Rabbanan. Psik Resha is not an act of mered, no? Because when I do Action A, not so problematic. Nor of us is going to be Action B that inevitably results from Action A. But I can't say that that's called merit. No?
Even if you view it as like Chad Maisa, still not a merit?
Even if I do
Even if you view it as a Chad Maisa, like we said for
so
the...
So, one could argue that if it is a Chad Maisa... Again, the problem is, I think you could say the Svara two different ways. I could say that if Sekreisha means it's Ke'ilu Mechavein, then it's merit. But alternatively, I could also say the way you're saying that if it's a Chad Maisa, it's also merit. But I thought, Adarabba, I thought that if it's Chad Maisa, it's not really merit. Because the actions are linked. I don't want to do the second action. The halacha views it like the actions are linked. My real intention is action A. So therefore, I'm not rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam, right, because of action B, since my real intention is just for action A. So I thought the exact opposite of the way you're saying this, Farah. Even though when I said Shi'urim on this a few years ago, I think in, what's that big book, the blue book on Shabbos, the Minchas Ariel? So in the Minchas Ariel, I thought he said Rabbi Wolitzer exactly the opposite. I think he said Rabbi Wolitzer your way. It seems to me that this way is a little more misdaber. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, what we have over here is six, maybe seven reasons why we are makel on Bas Tiha, even though I'm getting Hana'ah from the Yayin. In Shulchan Aruch Se'if Zayin, you have the Hemsheikh of this din, which is, it says in the Mechaber, I'm not allowed to smell besamim of Avodah Zarah. Why am I not allowed to smell besamim of Avodah Zarah? So the Rishonim comment, because it's intended lahariach, and therefore it's going to be asur. The Shach learns that this din, the Shach in Oschav Zayin, Besofo, the Shach basically says that this din is true only by Avodah Zarah, not by other things. The Afarish. There are Rishonim who say that anything that is Omeid Laharacha is going to be Osir. And they bring a Raya because the Gemara tells me in Sukkah there's a din of Huktzul Mitzvaso. And because of the din of Huktzul Mitzvaso, I'm not allowed to smell the Hadas Shal Mitzvah. Because Hadasim are intended l'hariach, I'm not allowed to smell the Hadas Shal Mitzvah because it's Hukta l'mitzvasai. But the Esrig Shal Mitzvah, I am allowed to smell. Because ki aktiye, the Haktza is only la'achila. The primary role of an Esrig is to eat, not to smell. Therefore, Esrig Shal Mitzvah is going to be, Esrig Shal Mitzvah is going to be mutter. That's what it says. So the Rishonim say that you see from that Gemara that whatever the intended purpose is going to be Osir. If something is Omeid L'Haracha, so then it's Osir to smell it. If something is not Omeid L'Haracha, it's going to be Mutter. That's what I see from that Gemara by the Esrig versus the Hadas. However, comes along the Gain and the Shach, Shnei Neviyim misnab'im besignon echad. And they say there's no raya from that Gemara at all. You see, that Gemara, That Gemara is a special din in Huktzah Lemitzvasai. But Mehecha Tesi, this principle of Omeid Lahariach, is Shayach by Isurei Hana'ah, which are not Huktzah Lemitzvasai. Huktzah Lemitzvasai means the idea that when I designate something for a mitzvah, I can only use it for the mitzvah. Don't use it for anything else. That's Huktzah Lemitzvasai. So with respect to Huktzah Lemitzvasai, we distinguish between a Hadas, which is Omeid Lahariach, and an Esrog that's not. But Mehecha Tesi, this rule carries over to all Yisurei Hana'ah. I don't know. And the Shach says, you know what? I'm not sure there's a Raya. But one thing I am sure, says the Shach, is that by Yisurei Avodah Zarah, and L'cha'ora, he means also Kil'ei HaKerem and Basar B'cholov, by those Yisurim, they're also even Shalai Kederech. So then for sure, any sort of smelling of the Isur is going to be Asar. Taisus in Avodah Zarah Yudbeis and Mem Gimel even entertains the idea that since the Torah doesn't say Lo Tochal by Avodah Zarah, it only says Achila in Divrei Kabbalah Vayochlu Mizivchei Mesim. It doesn't say it in Divrei Torah. So therefore, it can sign that you get Malkus on Yisurei Avodah Zarah Shelo Kederech. Can sign there's Malkus even. But the Shach says, I'm not sure that there's any Raya from the Gemara in Sukkah. Therefore, the Shach says, the only time it's going to be usher to smell Avodah Zarah, the only time it's going to be usher to smell an Isser is an Isser of Avodah Zarah. Other Isserei Hana'ah is mutter to smell. If it's Omeid Lekach, so it could be by all Isserim, it's usher. But if you have an Isser that's not Omeid Lekach, right, it's not... The intention is not to use this item for haracha, so then only by Avodah Zarah is it going to be usher. That's what the Shach says. Elijah Kramer of Vilna, in Os Lamed Zayin, asks the same kasha on the Gemara in Sukkah, but the Goyin says, in his opinion, there is an iser to smell all Isurei Hana'ah, even if it's not Omeid Lekach. Let's have Orla. Orla is not Asur Shalai Kederech. But that just means, says the Goyin, that you don't get Malkus Shalai Kederech, but Avada, it's going to be Asur. So the Goyin says that I'm not allowed to smell Orla. The Shach says I am allowed to smell Orla. If I have Orla fruits that smell Gevaldik, it's not Omeid Lahariach. It's Omeid Lachila. Remember, if it's Omeid Lahariach, for sure it's Asar. But this is Omeid Lachila. Am I allowed to smell it? The Shach would say only by Avodah Zarah. Orla Mutter. Goyin says even Orla is Asar. L'may Nafgamina. I'll tell you the Nafgamina. Am I allowed to walk by St. Nicholas Avenue and 187th Street on the north side during the week of Pesach? There is a bakery over there, no? Unbelievably geschmack smell. Am I allowed to...
The one that lights up.
It lights up beautiful, mamish, and they have... It mamish smells unbelievable. So, by the way, one of the people, I gave the shir my shul a few times, one of the people in my shul, Tainar, that maybe the smell isn't the smell of the bread, they add like extra sugar or something to make it smell better. Mesach nisht. I don't know. What?
What does that mean?
Doesn't sound mistaver, right? Oh, so is it mutter to smell bread of a goy on Pesach? Are you getting hana'ah from it? There's a few ways to analyze a shayla. Would guys mind if we go a couple minutes over time? I just want to finish kufches and we'll dive mincha later. There's a few ways to analyze a shayla. The Gemara in Psachim has a sugya of efsher v'loika mechaven. So one way to analyze the sugya is, if you don't have kavana for an iser, and it's possible to avoid it, so is it mutter or is it usser? That's machlekes abayin ravon psachim. That's one way of looking at the shayla. Of course, the Rishonim note, Tosis points out there in Psachim Chafei, that if it's a psikresha, for sure, it's usser. Psikresha zikr is usser. So Efshav Lo Kamachavin won't help if it's a psik resha. Whether it's considered a psik resha or not, so the Rosh has a nusach, which is like a razzle-dazzle nusach. Since you could stuff up your nose, it's not a psik resha, even if you decide not to stuff up your nose. What? That sounds like a Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Vav. Right? In the psik resha sugyas, Rashi has a shita. Remember, there's an iser that Esha HaMizbeach lo sichbe. I'm not allowed to be mechaber the Esha Gabe HaMizbeach. How do I do mezalef yayin? If someone makes a donation of yayin to the mizbeach, you pour it. Doesn't pouring the wine on the mizbeach inevitably create some kibui? No. So Rashi and Zvachim writes that it's not a psik resha because it's shayich to do it betipin dakin ad ma'od, like you use tiny little, what's it called, a tincture? A tiny little drop of wine each time, and it won't do any kibui. So if I decide for my own cheshbin to use bigger drops, it's still not a psik resha.
Can you say that makes it a psik resha? Meaning, like when dragging the bench, I pick it up a little bit, and then it won't
take sorrow.
So.
Yes, and that's a hard thing to answer. Maybe for advanced psychiatric studies we'll discuss it. But one thing, just to say about the Rashi for sure, so put it back into Rebbe Chanon's Chakira. Rashi is certainly saying, L'chad Maisa Svara. And Rashi is saying that since I could separate the Maisim, right, Zilof Yayin is not automatically an act of Kibui, because, now, how come dragging the bench, you're saying I could pick it up. So I would argue that when it's a very heavy bench, that's a psik resha, we're talking about type of bench that you can't pick up. I'm just saying like a metzias type of argument.
If I could get another person to do it with me, like Emma Deresov, no?
Okay, nachon. I mean, it happens. I have a few ha'aras on whether the dragging bench sugya is like a bad paradigm. Just like chopping off the head of a chicken is also a very bad example of psik resha. I have no idea why Chazal decided to do this, that they give like bad examples of psik resha. Don't know. Okay, but let's go.
Does this mean Rebbe already started preparing for next year?
For Shabbos? Yeah. This is from last year in Stern. This is last year, this year, whatever. But Bekitzer Hama'aseh, the Balei HaTosfos comment that the whole sugya of Efshar Lo Kamachavin is only when it's not a psik resha. It's entirely possible that whenever I walk by the bakery, it's going to be a psik resha, and therefore one could argue it still is aser. Now, it might be a case of a suffik psik resha. Suffik psik resha is a suffik l'sha avar, no? Rabbi Sachs, why he used to give the shiur, I'm hearing yeshiva, actually during Jun's man always gave the shiur. Rabbi Sachs, the classic case of suffik psik resha is, let's say I have a light bulb in my refrigerator. We spoke about suffik psik resha and the Reb Kivager and Simon Peizayit, no? And we had a kshuvim lamed lohayo. Dun, dun, dun. Remember being mechata? Right? Way back, the beginning of the year. This is how you have to remember everything. That's what you study every day. But suffik psik resha is imtim tzalomar, the following situation is true, it's a psik resha. Imtim tzalomar, it's not true, it's not a psik resha. It's on a suffik l'sha avar, right? Can I open my refrigerator if the light bulb is in the refrigerator, it's going to be a psik resha, no? Light bulb is not in the refrigerator, it's not a psik resha. That's called a suffik l'sha avar, that's what we call suffik psik resha. It's entirely possible in this case of walking past the bakery is like a suffik psik resha. What?
Talk about the birds.
The birds. Nachon. Well, the flies.
The flies.
The flies in the taz rates. In the Chayin Shintazai, nachon. In the sugya of tzad, this is actually one of the paradigmatic cases of psik resha. That's chazer. Walking past the bakery. It could be that's a suffix psik resha, because if the wind is blowing, then for sure I'm going to get no? From the chametz. If the wind is not blowing, I'm not. So again, if we're making on suffix psik resha, so it's going to be mutter. But let's say, right, we could argue slightly differently, that maybe it's mutter to get hana'a from chametz on Pesach if it's not my own chametz. To get hana'a in the sense of smelling the chametz. The bir halacha in Simin Tuf Mem Gimel Se'if Aleph, the bir halacha says, you know what? Maybe you're allowed to smell chametz because it's not omeid lahariach. And as the Shach writes, by a dover that's not omeid lahariach, unless it's avodah zara is mutter, even though it's aser b'hana'a. Paschama is not omeid lahariach. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes in the Chemed Moshe. But the Bir Halacha quotes, well, first of all, the Goyin would disagree. Second of all, it's not so pashut. The Paschama is not omeid lahariach. We could argue that the reason why people like fresh bread is dafka because you get a geshmak out of the good haracha, no? This is relevant for our sugya as well. At the end of Kufches, there's a discussion about using besomim for havdalah with pilpulin, no? Can I make a boire mine besomim on pepper? Now, isn't this like the old like camp color war breakout or something that you give like the stuff that makes everyone go hachu, 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 and everyone thinks like so funny? You know what I'm talking about? By the way, a lot of camp color war breakouts are mamish yisurim of onas devarim. Like, you're making people feel bad. You're not allowed to do that. Like, okay, but that's a different conversation. What?
I've definitely been over that.
You make people sneeze. But here's the vart. Badeh HaShulchan, page 77-78. Notes, there's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in Se'if Vav here about whether you can make a Bermne B'samim on pilpulin. The Taz says you can. The Shach says you can't. No? The Shach in the Kudas HaKezu says you can't. Badeh HaShulchan quotes that the Magen Avraham brings a raya. That's, what do you mean you can only make a Bernei B'samim on something that's called B'samim? But you can make a Bernei B'samim on Reichai Shal Pascham. Zetman says the Badei HaShulchan that you don't need B'samim Mamash. Right? The whole discussion in the Shach and the Taz is whether Pilpulin is called B'samim, is Pilpulin called Tavlin, is Pilpulin neither Tavlin nor B'samim, right? That's the back and forth over here in the Shach and the Taz. So it's about that Shulchan, if I can make a Bernei B'samim on Pastam, so for sure, right? For sure it's not. For sure you don't need B'samim. But L'cha'ora, we could argue that if Pascham is intended for Harav, you're supposed, right? The longest of Pascham is that people want to smell it. So the pshat is Pascham, I have two options. Either it's intended l'achil or it's intended l'harach. If I pick it up, so then it is oimeid l'harach. When I pick up the pascham to smell it, I'm trying, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes coffee. You make a bracha of hanosein reyach tel v'peiros on freshly ground coffee. You go to Fairway or you go up the hill to the Associated supermarket, you know? So you freshly grind coffee, you make hanosein reyach tel v'peiros. Beautiful bracha. You only make that bracha if it's oimeid lahariach, no? Who says oimeid lahariach? The pshat is that, no, when they pick it up, it comes oimeid lahariach. That's like the same one that says the esrig. The esrig one mitzvah.
Is that what you're asking?
I think so. I mean, another Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halichos Shlomo, somewhere, I have it in my notes, somewhere, up, in the Halichos Shlomo on Pesach, get you the page. But
I'm looking on Rabbeinu Ike's page on Wikipedia. It says, for edible foods that give off a strong smell, from the fruit and not from the peel, the bracha is required.
Okay.
So that includes...
When I pick it up, it's the Halicha Shom Pesach Perek Dalet Ha'aretz 67. Because our Ma'aseh, what we're saying is, the Bir Halacha there in Taf Mem Gimel says, even though some assume that Pascham, there's no Issur because it's not Omid L'Hariyach, the Bir Halacha Tain is that no, maybe it is considered Omid L'Hariyach, and therefore maybe you can't walk past the bakery. By the way, am I allowed to smell tray food in general? Right, we're talking about smelling Isurei Hana'a. Let's say it's Isurei Achila. Am I Choshesh that Ayidei L'Haracha, I'm going to come to eat it? Minchas Yaakov, Klau Lamed Hei, Os Lamed Ches, says it's Mutter. The Iser Beheter says it's Mutter. But the Hagon, the Iser Beheter, says maybe by Chometz Pesach, it's Aser. This is totally an Arsugya of Bas Tiha. No? Think about it for a second. We wanted to learn that the Sugya of Bas Tiha somehow is connected to that Chuvan the Rivash Simon Reish Peches about Ti'ima. No? The Ramah in Se'if Hei shtells to the Rivash Simon Reish Peches about Ti'ima. Am I allowed to taste an Isser? Now, if the Haracha is Haracha with the mouth, so I understand why there would be Gezerah that you might come to eat it. I have no evidence that there's any Gezerah with Haracha with the af that I might come to eat it. It seems to me that in Se'if Hei, when the Ramah Tainos that you're not allowed to smell stuff because you might come to eat it based on that Rivash, maybe that means smelling with the mouth, like we spoke about. Kach nira lefi ani esteti. Okay, so the Kitzur Hamasa, what we did today, is we finished Kufres, the dinim of Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa, and we had some, what I consider, interesting conversations about Psekresha by Yisurei Hana'a, Psekresha by Yisurim Dirabonon, and we also had a conversation about walking past the bakery on Shabbos, which is kind of a cool discussion. My kids make fun of me all the time because every year on Sunday during Pesach, it's really hard because there's a church on one side of the street and there's a bakery on the other side of the street.
I was about to say, so what is Rabbi Deal?
So I walked down 186 instead of 187. Okay, Chevra.
I noticed after Rebbe pointed out that we won't walk in front of the Eastern Orthodox churches, that there's another one on Nicholas.
That's a Greek Orthodox church, right? So,